Jen.
And Sora, we're on the phone with our besties.
Call back later. Hi. Hi, besties.
Hey.
This week's episode is based off of hot takes.
Yeah, very controversial topics that we're going to dive into.
Don't hate us.
Well, these are more like lighthearted.
Yeah.
So we're okay. Not doing anything political.
For sure. But still, you could still hate us. Okay, it's just a hot take. Okay, let's start with the spicy one. Because okay. I think we should start off with the hard one.
Okay. Like, what's a hard one to you?
Is it okay to be friends with your ex?
That's a hard one. I had to ask you the hard question first. You gave the juicy one.
That's a hard one.
Is it okay to be friends with your ex? Okay, I will say, like, it's very, my friendships now versus before are very different, mm-hmm. like, prior to marriage. I think a lot of things changed after.
Like what?
I was friends with a lot of my exes. Okay, so, like, I was, like, don't come for me. I was one of those people that had a lot of, you know, like, guy friends growing up. And we circled the block, you know. You know, like, people, you know, we have an Eskimo sister here and there.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I'm an Eskimo sister too, so.
So, I don't know, like, yeah, I had no problems being friends with my exes in the past.
I'm talking about your partner being friends with their exes.
Oh. I mean, yeah, I don't care. Like, it's depending on, like, the situation, you guys aren't hanging out every day. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not your best freaking friend. Mm-hmm. Like, then I have a problem. Like, if your best friend's an ex and you're talking to her all the time or, mm-hmm. or like, even talking to them about, like, our relationship, yeah, we have a freaking problem.
Mm-hmm. It's about respect.
Yeah, it's respect. But if you're just, like, I think I'm fine if you're, like, an acquaintance. I think that's more of a good way to put it.
I know, I put you on the spot on that one. I'm sorry. I'll say
You had a situation like this.
I don't think it... Okay, so I did go through a situation growing up where I dated someone and we were not intimate, like, sexually intimate. Because we were young in high school, what have you. But I continued that friendship because we were friends before and then we dated. And we thought, like, this isn't going to work out. And we're just friends. And we were never meant to date. So then we continued to stay friends. And so whenever I dated someone new, I was like, oh, that's, like, a non-negotiable for me. That's my friend. Because we didn't cross any lines than, like, what, kiss each other?
Yeah.
Whatever, you know? And so then... The guys that I dated at that time, they didn't care. But then what happened was I dated him again in college. And I think that was the biggest mistake because then we completely ended our friendship there. Because we couldn't move past the sexual part, you know? Like, once you cross that line, it's no longer, you know, you're a real ex, I guess, now.
Okay, what deems an ex, though?
Yeah,
like how long have you had to date this person for it to be, like... I think that matters, too.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Most of my relationships didn't even make it to 8 months. Like, one guy made it to 8 months, and we broke up on that day. And then, besides my husband, one other guy. That's it. So, it's like, I never had, like, long-term. So, to me, I didn't think it was a big deal either. But as I... gotten older in, I think the longer your relationships, mm-hmm. like the least likely I'm okay with it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Okay. Now that I'm looking back, I don't think I was friends with any of my exes. However, we continue to hang out in the same circles.
Yeah, it's the same circles in public settings and it's not one-on-ones or anything.
Yeah, it's not one-on-ones and it's not awkward. Like, honestly, I'm like, I don't care about you anymore.
I forgot you existed.
Yeah, I forgot you existed. We dated, what? Okay.
I'm in denial because I just forgot. My bad. But yeah, that is a hot take. I wouldn't be okay with it now. And
yeah,
I think my husband would be okay with it if, like, if he saw what I saw in that person. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing about any of my previous relationships where I'm like, you're worth it. Like, absolutely not.
Okay, what if you, like, had sex with this person, but you never dated them, but you're friends with them?
So that has happened, but I feel like with friends and benefits, which is so crazy. I had a F&B and Cobb recently sold a car too, that he had no idea we even knew each other or anything. And he was like, that was a cool guy. And I was like, that's awkward. Like, it just, I don't know if F&B knew about it, but usually my F&Bs, they kind of just fall off whenever I get in a real relationship.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I don't know if it's a respect thing or they're like, okay, on to the next F&B or whatever. So.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know. It just never has happened like that for me to share an experience.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I feel like you're going to give me a hard one.
Okay, so because we just talked about that, into something that's kind of similar, can you have different gender besties while you're in a relationship?
I think you can, as long as there is respect. Like, I'm okay with it. And I say it mostly because I have different gender besties. And there's respect. They respect that my husband's in the photo. And, I mean, not just that. Even when we're dating as boyfriend and girlfriend, they would ask, oh, like, is Kai comfortable with this? Mm-hmm. And things like that. And I think asking and making sure, it just, like, is a sign of you respecting my relationship and the boundaries.
Yeah, I agree.
As the other tables have turned, Ka's female friends didn't respect me. And I think a lot of his friends still see me as just a plus one instead of his wife, which is insane.
That's rude.
Yeah, I think it is rude. But the thing is, I'm not upset on how you perceive our relationship. Yeah. Like, that it has nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
And as long as you're a good friend to him, even though my friends treat us like a team,
mm-hmm.
I don't get the same respect. So, but because a lot of his relationships with those females are with their partners,
mm-hmm.
so I don't see it as, like, anything. And boys' relationships are different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. All the female besties he had already fell off while we were engaged,
mm-hmm.
because they didn't have respect. And he saw that and he recognized it and he ended those relationships because he chose me.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. They were crazy. I don't even want to get into those stories. It was just so disrespectful. I mean, jumping, hugging him with their legs. It's just like, just crossing lines. Expectations of what we were going to do at our wedding because they felt entitled as his best friend. But I'm just like, hello, he's marrying me, I'm his best friend, let's get it straight.
Like, jumping, hugging while you guys were engaged?
Yeah, like, they saw him and they were, like, running up
and they, like,
jumped,
legs wrapped
around him. Mind you, married. She's married. It's insane. There's just no respect.
That's like, yeah, that's.
Isn't that crazy? Even, like,
okay, yeah.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, I just think, like, that definitely altered my perception of, like, what a female best friend should do. I definitely don't do that with any of my male friends. I barely give a hug.
Well, I give my guy friends hugs, but it's like a hug. You know what I mean? And it's like, thankfully I don't have to deal with that with Alex. He doesn't, all his girlfriends are, like,
in long-term relationships.
Relationships with his best guy friends.
Okay.
Yeah, kind of scenario. If anything, I had guy friends and he befriended those guy friends. So, like, that was, like, chill. I did not have problems with that. I've had other girls hate me for being friends with my guy friends.
It's so crazy. So Sora was sharing the story with me earlier that she lost to one of her male friends because she was the female friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that relationship just fizzled out because we weren't allowed to essentially be in the same room together, even though we shared the same group, like, friend group.
Yeah, I definitely think it's insecurities on another level. It's different than being respectful versus, or disrespectful versus insecurities.
Mm-hmm, because I would never, she assumed I intentionally went about to disrespect her when they were meant, because like there was like an instance where like I was involved in accidentally ruining
another relationship.
No, ruining. She prepared a secret birthday surprise for him. And me just being me and like me being really close to this guy, I never originally got the invite. So I was like, excuse me, hello. Like, well, you know, you're having a birthday party and you didn't invite me. You know, I was just like messing around. In return, that happened. Like, I accidentally spilled the beans.
But you weren't even invited.
Yeah, we got relayed to the information by our other friends, our mutual friends, and we were like, me and another girlfriend were like, what the heck? Like, what, you didn't want to say anything to us? Because we found that very bizarre. We didn't know anything was a problem at that time. And then, so, we basically spilled the beans. And
you ruined the surprise.
We ruined the surprise, and she was very receptive to my other girlfriend. But to me, she was not receptive at all. She thought I was vindictive and did it on purpose. And I was like, why would I ever do, like, I want happiness for him. Like, if you bring him happiness, I'm all, like, I support it. But you know what?
That's crazy.
Yeah. I would have loved to have a conversation, but she just never wanted to talk to me. So I was like, all right, we'll just...
I mean, it's really her loss, let's be honest.
Just respect the relationship. Everyone's happy in their own. And those are just, like, childhood friendships that fizzled out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's going to happen. Which is
also normal.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. So, another controversial take would be, should kids be, or children, be invited to weddings? That's also a spicy one.
Well, you didn't allow kids to be invited to your wedding. I'm not allowing kids to my wedding.
Yeah. I just think that even if I did have a child at that time of my wedding, I wouldn't. I would still not do it. It was already over 350 people invited. That's already a lot of people. And for me to include full entree meals for children as well, I couldn't. There's just no way. Like, financially, it just didn't make sense. So, yeah. And it's just not. I mean, I allow children that were, like, blood related to come because that's my cousin's cousin.
Yeah.
Like, my cousin's child or something. Or my niece or my nephew. But other than that, I'm just like, some of Ka's friends have, multiple of his friends have four children.
Oh, it's a lot.
That's a lot of children coming.
Yeah, we're only giving the yes to,
like blood.
Immediate family.
Oh, okay.
Also, ours is a backyard wedding.
Yeah.
So, like, we have zero room. We're already struggling with the guest list.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. We're going to a wedding in 2 weeks, and they allow children to go to their wedding. But now there's not enough space because they didn't know that many people would RSVP. And so now they're out of space and all children have no seats. So they've been telling everyone, like, please find a sitter for your children.
They changed it?
Yeah, because there's, like, we don't have any seats for your children. We only have seats for adults now because the wedding is over 400 people.
Oh, my God, that's a huge wedding.
That's a huge wedding. The RSVP'd, it's insane.
Wow, they know a lot of people.
I think when you're in the jungle, Asians, your family is very large.
That's true. That's also very true.
Yes. Okay. Well, okay. What's yours?
Okay. Separate bedrooms with your partner or no?
I mean, I understand it and I honestly support it sometimes, like to sleep separately because I snore and I know it messes up his sleep because he's a light sleeper.
Yeah.
But even when I offer it, he doesn't take it.
Yeah.
Aww, yeah, so he's just like, I'd rather,
no.
Like, we're sleeping together no matter what. Even if we're fighting or whatever, we're sleeping together.
I love that, though.
I
love that.
I sleep like a baby every night. So, what about you?
we talked about it. Like, for example, if you fight, we are very adamant about not sleeping separately and letting that, like, if even if we're mad at each other, we're sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah.
Like, we're going through it together. In terms of, like, baby, when baby came home, we had another bed set up so that, like, whoever is on the night shift can go sleep in that bed if need be. So I don't mind, like, if it's necessary, if we have to sleep in separate beds. I just don't want us to do it for the sole case that we're upset.
I mean, we have slept separately twice only because one of us was sick and we had a newborn.
Yeah, like,
and that's understandable. And we didn't want the, you know, all three of us getting sick.
Yeah.
So we'll sleep separate. But, I mean, do I love it? No. I mean, we do fall asleep separately still now.
Yeah.
Because Kylo still wakes up in the middle of the night. So one of us will go soothe him and we'll just fall asleep in bed with him since he's in a queen-size bed.
Oh, I mean, that makes sense, though.
Yeah, so we just kind of fall asleep because we're exhausted. But it's fine. It's not a big deal. So I do wake up sometimes without him there, but it's just because he's tending to the baby.
Yeah.
It's not anything because of how we feel towards each other.
Yeah.
So
I think it's all happen. Just depending on the reason why.
Yeah, like sleeping is a really good reason why I know a lot of people keep it separate. Yeah. But other than that, I don't think it's a good reason. I just
prefer not to.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sleep next to you.
And we only have so many bedrooms. Like, where are you going to sleep? On the couch?
That's true, too. I mean, honestly, whoever chooses to sleep on the couch, that's your loss.
That's your fault.
Yeah, like, I don't care. I'd rather be in bed. Right. Like, that's my side of the bed.
Okay, so moving forward, this is a spicy one too. Watching porn does not affect the relationship in any way. That's the hot take.
It absolutely does. I think porn affects your relationship in every way.
Okay.
Like, in terms of insecurities, if you're watching a stranger in general and you're getting off on it, I think that leaves room for insecurities to grow in a relationship. It also grows room for your mind to wander and not, you know, like maybe not devote your eyes to your wife only. So yeah, I think porn does affect the relationship. Like, I think we talked about this. I understand masturbation. If you want to look at a sex tape, we'll make our own sex tape.
Right.
But do I necessarily want you to look at someone else? Not really.
Yeah. There's been so many guys that I've dated, including my husband, where I'm like, porn is a non-negotiable for me.
I grew to say that. Before, in the past, I was like, no, I get it. Every guy does it. But now I'm like, no, you don't have to do it. I'm not doing it.
I definitely have told so many where, I mean, like, if I care about them in a long-term relationship and we've been intimate and I know that you're doing that, I'm just like, that's a non-negotiable. Because, yes, it leaves room for insecurities. Mostly the insecurities isn't about the sex positions or anything. The insecurities is that you're dating a whole different person or getting off on a whole different person that does not look like me, that does... It's not even in the same category of, like, who I am, like, physically wise. And so then it just makes me think, like, is that what you're really attracted to? Because then I don't know if we're supposed to be in a relationship together.
Absolutely.
Because if that's what you're attracted to, like, do you. Like, I don't have to be a part of this. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, if that's what you want
to
do.
I don't think you're attracted to me, too. But I have friends that masturbate with... I mean, watch porn and masturbate or, you know, get off of doing that together. And I'm not hating on the game. I just think, like, for me and knowing myself, I do think it does lead to what you said, wandering eyes. And because we are of women of faith, we just, that's not how God made us, like, you know, to devote our lives to each other.
I mean, in the past, I was open to that. Present, I'm not. Just because, I think it's more so of the faith thing.
And my thing is, like, if you need to masturbate or whatever, like, just wake me up. Like, it's fine.
Yes.
I'm ready.
I like me woken up. It's fine.
Just poke me. You don't have to think twice. I was like, I give my husband all the time, like, it's not rape if you wake me up the most. I like tell him that all the time. And I was like, I'll tell you what it is.
Like, if I really don't want it, I'll tell say you no. No.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you say no all the time and then you let me do it. And I'm like, okay, but that's like a game.
Yeah, that's like flirty. Kind of.
I was like, if I really don't want it, you'll know.
That's so funny. You're gonna feel the Sahara Desert if I didn't want it, okay? It's
like, oh my god, that's fact.
It's like, I'm not in the business. That's so funny. That's our hot take on porn affecting a relationship.
Ooh! We don't go through each other's phones because we completely trust each other. That's a hot take.
Okay, I don't really go through his phone because I do completely trust him.
Same.
But I do go through his phone. Does that make sense? I don't know. It's like...
You don't do it out of distrust.
No, like someone's calling him or like he was... I saw that he was like crazy texting somebody, like a client. Yeah. It's usually a client. Yeah. And he's crazy texting and then he hops in the shower and I just hear his phone pop off. I'm like... Let me help him out because this is important. It must be so important for someone to text you or call you at 9:30. So I'll go through his phone like that. And if it just happens to be in my hand, then like I'll be like, okay, what's on your feed? You know? What's on your For You page? But it's never like, okay, let me read these texts or anything. I just, like, I don't even go there. I don't even care.
Yeah, we don't, or it's the same way. Half the time we look at each other's phone while the other person is replying.
Yeah.
So we're like, ooh, what is that? You know,
like, what's the tea?
Yeah, what's the tea? But have you ever looked at someone's
phone? Oh, absolutely. That's how I found out one of my exes were cheating on me. Mm. And I did the same thing on, like, my first boyfriend. I don't know why I was feeling really insecure. And I went through his, those are the Facebook times. Mm-hmm. And so... Before Instagram was a thing. And I went on his Facebook account and I found out he was cheating on me too. So I just happened like your gut, my gut feeling was saying like something's not right. And I would log in and I would find out like obviously they were not, I don't know. They weren't being loyal.
Yeah.
So I did find out through those ways, but it's because there was insecurities in our relationship that I deliberately went and looked. But it wasn't, that's not the type of relationship I'm in now. Mm-hmm. And honestly, most of the guys I dated, it wasn't that type of relationship either because they did make me feel very secure. Mm-hmm. And I didn't care for what other people thought or what other people were doing and things like that. So I didn't really check anything. I just think it depends on the guys that I was dating.
Yeah. I think I should have checked people's phones.
But you didn't?
More than I didn't. Yeah, like, I did when there was a suspicion. Mm-hmm. But, like, I should have checked it way earlier. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I was a bit too trusting with some exes. But for the most part, I was pretty much like, I don't want to look at your phone because I don't want you to look at my phone.
What are you hiding on your phone?
I don't think... Well, okay, if I wasn't, like... I wasn't doing anything sneaky either, but it was just a matter of, like, respect. I was like, don't be taking mine if I'm not trying to take yours. Mm-hmm. But me, I'm like, if I'm, like, really in a relationship, I'm super loyal. Mm-hmm. But if it's kind of, like, one of those where it's, like...
Flings.
Yeah, then I'm kind of... Then I'm, like, teeter-tottering, you know? Like, it's just... Whatever. That's, yeah, whatever. And then, so I'm obviously flirting with other people.
Obviously, so, they're talking to 10 billion girls and I'm talking to 10 billion guys. It's fine.
No, there were... The guys I always dated were very much, like, head over heels.
That is accurate.
And then there were many where I wasn't head over heels.
Where so she was always, outside.
Yeah.
Like, that's just point blank, period.
Yeah, okay. So in those instances, I was like, don't look at my phone.
But that's like, fair.
But, you know, I got my ass handed to me in the relationships where I was very much like, oh my God, I trust you like 1,000%. I should not have trusted them even 1%.
Not even one. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Okay. So hot take, should your partner go to every event with you? Because, okay, there's like both sides to this. I can definitely see.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you guys are a team, go together. But yeah. Then also at the same time, it's like, what if they don't even want to go?
Oh, yeah. And there are many times like that.
Or they don't even like those that friend group.
Because there's friend groups I have where Kyle will be there and he is just bored out of his mind. These are not his people. No, like, okay, so... Yeah, I want you to go to every event with me. I'm like, yeah, will you come with me? Like, it's just like, you're my best friend. I want you there. Like, please. And if, like, everything goes south, then at least I have you. And we can just, like, go off on our own. Yeah. But I understand if you don't want to come. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you're like, hey, I really don't want to come to this event. Or because it doesn't happen often. Most mm-hmm. of the time, he is down.
Yeah.
So if there comes moment, cause there are sometimes I don't want to go, like, and it has nothing to do with your friends at mm-hmm. all. It's more like I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
Like I want to stay home. Like I'm just mm-hmm. not in the mood to socialize today. And he's like, okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll go off and do my own thing. So like, I think they don't have to, I would like you to, but if not, it's okay.
Yeah. see, that's my take. But Ka's take, as my husband, he believes we should be at every event together. And so, no hate. I think it's definitely the FOMO in him. Where he's like, if I go, like, you know, something might happen. Or,
well, you know, Ka's like, I don't want to be involved.
He loves hanging out.
Yeah,
even does. If it's not his cup of tea of people, he will still go. And so... It's very funny. And he's just like, well, you have to wait until I come home so we can ride together. Because he's just like, I need to be there too. And I think it's honestly the cutest thing ever. And I appreciate him for sticking us out, like sticking it out. And he does, like when there's events for his friends, he always like triple checks with me. Like, are you sure you want to go? And especially now that I'm pregnant again. He's just like, if we're tired, it's okay. It's 1,000% okay to cancel. And he always is super supportive in that sense. I just believe in you shouldn't cancel the day of or anything. Mm-hmm. So I still push through it. But yeah, he's very much a believer of like, we should do everything together.
Wow, that's so kind of you. I have canceled many times on the day of.
I mean, I try not to. I have. But I try, really, yeah, I feel bad. I feel so bad.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we plan weeks in advance.
Yeah. So, no, that's very admirable, actually. And that's usually how it's supposed to go. But
I don't want to be a party pooper either. So it's like, I know if I'm going to be a party pooper and I'm not feeling well. It's different when I'm not feeling well versus I'm tired. If I'm tired, I'm just going to go there and just sit there and chill. But if I'm not feeling well, then that's when I'm like, I have to cancel just for my own health.
No, that's a good way to go about it. Actually, on top of this topic too, the events with me.
Really?
I enjoyed going by myself because they weren't fun.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
So
sit in the corner and play on their phone or something.
Yeah. So honestly, that now in hindsight, it's a very like, big indication that I shouldn't have been with them, where it's a red flag because it just wasn't like for me. But in the past, yeah, I had so much more fun by myself because I didn't have to worry about looking over my shoulder and like, are you okay? Like, do I have to take care of you? I hated that.
Yeah, I definitely was never in a relationship like that just because I always threw them to the wolves.
You did. So if they didn't survive, they didn't last.
Yeah, because it doesn't make sense. Like, I'm going to be my own social butterfly in a social setting, and you're going to have to deal with the wolves, aka the gang.
Yeah.
And if you can't hang with an extrovert like me, where I need to be like bouncing off the walls, yeah. talking to everyone. I'm yes, like I don't want to sound like I was selfish or anything. Yes, I do like make sure you're okay, but I'm not really making sure you're okay. Like I'm just making sure you have a drink in your hand and we're gonna keep it pushing because we're talking and building relationships and checking in on my friends. Mm-hmm. And I expect the same where mm-hmm. they would throw me into the wolves and see if I am compatible with their friends too.
Yeah. Just be a team player. Mm-hmm. Like just don't sit in the corner on your phone.
Yeah.
Like that's just,
I mean, not just on your phone or like eyes glued to the TV if there's a game on and we're at the bar or something.
Yeah.
Just anything where you're just disconnected. Be a team player.
That's it. Just be present.
Fair.
Okay.
A hot take. Traveling without your partner makes your relationship stronger.
Okay, so is this like traveling just without them or like you guys are doing solo trips?
It could be solo, it could be with your friends, but without your partner.
Makes your relationship stronger? Absolutely.
You think
absence
so?
Absence makes
the heart grow fonder.
I believe that's to be true a lot. That doesn't mean you need to go like intentionally do it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's good for you to like go on a girls trip or go on a boys trip. You know, like go on a trip with like other people every now and then. But like, I want to go on trips. But whenever I do that, I'm on that trip and I'm like, oh, I would love being here with them.
That's the complete opposite of me. Okay, so Kyle needs everyone to go together. Like, we need to go together, right? But I'm the opposite of like traveling. I don't want to travel without him. Because he is my favorite travel partner.
Yeah.
He gets me. We're on the same vibe on drinking. We're on the same vibe on partying. We're on the same vibe on just taking naps at the like, you know what I mean? Like, just resting. Because we're at the same path in our life of, oh, this should be a relaxing trip. Or, oh, this should be a party trip. Because we're doing the same thing in our life right now.
Yeah, like
I, you know what I mean?
No, I agree. I want to take trips only with him, or yeah. I would want to take trips with him, with whoever else I'm going.
Exactly.
But
it is important.
I think it is important to sometimes do trips without your partner, yeah. i.e. a girls trip. Me, my mom and my sister mm-hmm. always do a girls trip once a year, mm-hmm. you know, and that like, I love it. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes adding, yeah, it just want to be the same. Especially, I just love a girl's trip. There's just things you can talk about that you can't talk about with your spouses around.
What? I do that all the time.
It's different. It's like you guys are talking about, like, sex in different ways. You know, it's just different. You can walk around the house. Okay, this is one. You can walk around in your hotel room naked. All three of you.
Mm-hmm, that is true.
Yeah, but if you guys are bringing like your significant others, you can't do that. It's not comfy. Mm-hmm. You can literally just be your most naked, authentic self.
Technically, you could do that with a partner, but not when somebody else brings a partner.
Yeah, but
or like you're gonna be in separate rooms.
Yeah, but if you had to ask me to choose, I would love to go on. I love traveling with Alex,
mm-hmm.
with my partner, because it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
So fun.
I think for me, it's like if I do a solo trip, I'm dreading it until I'm doing the solo trip.
I don't like solo trips.
No, not solo. I mean like without my partner. Like girls trips or anything. I dread it until it gets there. And then I'm like, okay, I'm here. I'm going to make the best of it. Because like I'm just like, it's not, I don't know why in my head, because I'm usually a very optimistic person. So in my head, I'm like, it's just not as fun without him. Like, because I don't know why I think that. Not that my girls or my family isn't fun. We have an amazing time together. But it's just, I don't know, am I relying on him or is he truly my other half where I'm like, oh, I don't want to be apart from you. Aww. You know, so since we've been together, I have not gone on a solo, like, individual trip without him.
Ever?
I have not in our relationship.
Wow.
And he has, but I haven't. I think, I just like, I don't know why. I'm just, in my head, I'm dreading it. So I just rather wouldn't.
Okay, that's your true best friend.
Yeah, because it's just like, and I know I know when I'm in the moment, it's obviously with the people I love. Why would I spend so much money to travel with them or spend days with them if I didn't love them? But I know it's going to be great and I think it's going to be amazing. But because it's, I don't know, it's just, I haven't done it. And maybe, I will say the heart does grow fonder when you go on individual trips, for sure.
I like individual trips. Yeah. I love trips with him, but I like my individual trips.
I can't wait until I get there. I'm not there yet.
Okay, last one. This is a very, like, common hot take, I feel like. Childcare, household chores, and everything is split equally. Doesn't matter what genitalia we have. I believe that it's a partnership. And it's not a matter of, like, 50-50. It's, like, mm-hmm. you guys are bringing in... It's you guys are working together. You know, there are some days where I may cover more than he does. There are other days where he covers more. But also, like, this is also how I view it. I used to live by myself and I did all the chores by myself. Now that I have a partner, oh, my God, I have someone that we can work together to do all the chores. So, like, I don't do the dishes in our house. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do our laundry in our house. Partially because I'm anal about people doing my laundry. So, like, you know, and he's anal about people doing the dishes. Like, he likes cleaning it the way that he likes cleaning it, which he doesn't think I clean it well enough. So, it's, like, it just works. It's a partnership. It works. I do guess in that aspect, it is equal. I do agree in that it can be equally.
It depends on what equal means to you. Because to me... very much the same right now. Like, I would do the dishes if I wasn't pregnant, but because when I'm pregnant, I cannot look and smell at dirty dishes. Yeah. But there's things that he does that I don't do, mm-hmm. and things that I do that he doesn't do. But when it comes to, like, 50-50, when we went through marriage counseling, they said that when you get married, you should just do a joint account. Yeah. Because everything is together. You guys are a true team. Mm-hmm. You're asking for the unity of one. So that's, like, what you want in marriage is the unity to be one, mm-hmm. to be whole. And so it's just like, what is 50-50 when you are each other's whole? You know? And so to me, it's like, I mean, financially or even the tasks around the house or even childcare. I just think you're doing your best and your best should be enough for the other person.
I think I have a harder time finding an equal ground financially. And I think that's solely because I watched what it looked like when one party had all the finances and the other party didn't, and how much of a disadvantage the party, you know, they were at without money, mm-hmm. and they always had to depend on the other one, and whoever was in charge of the money had to say. Mm-hmm. And I think I always hold that as, like, a security net. So it's harder for me to, like, we have a joint bank account, mm-hmm. but he's actually even commented, hey, you don't use our bank account often. Like, you can use it. It's mm-hmm. like hours, you know, mm-hmm. like, what's mine is yours and, you know, yours is mine, like, and but because I keep using my own account, and he's like, use our freaking account. And I'm like, oh yeah, okay. But, like, I know there's something in me that just feels I need to get over it, you know, because it is a partnership, and if I'm, like, saying all this and I believe in that, then it needs to go in all aspects.
I just think that comes from, because I used to feel like that too in the beginning of our relationship, when God was just like, oh, I'll do this. I'll mop the house. And I was like, no, I can do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's my place. I can clean. Yeah. Like, it's not a big deal. But he was just like, let me help you. Yeah. And he had to ingrain, like, allowing me to be helped. And it was a very difficult concept. And I think not only because we're firstborns, but because both of us have been in situations in our previous relationships, mm-hmm. that we allowed people to help us and then they use it against us.
Yeah, that's so many times. That's a big one. Yeah.
And that's why, and it's not that we don't trust our husbands now, but it was a very difficult hurdle for me to get through, mm-hmm. to being like, wow, he's going to help me and never use it against me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask for help all the time now. This is crazy.
I know.
So I think that's really the biggest hurdle, is just knowing, like, truly, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
There's not going to be consequences.
And there isn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're safe.
Well, that's the end of our hot take.
Yeah, good way to end it.
That is the end. Well, if there's anything else you guys want to hear, just let us know.
Yeah, we're open to anything, actually. But we're so excited to talk to you guys next time.
Okay, bye.